I would like to welcome you to this first Purnima of this new decade, this next 10 years. This is the first Purnima. First Purnima of this new year. This year and this decade is going to be a very interesting decade. Very meaningful decade. We all be 10 years older after this one ends. So just think, each one of you looking at you, how are you going to spend next 10 years of your life? Where the world is going to be in the next 10 years? What is our responsibility? What is our journey? What is going to be our effort? We are all responsible for creating the world any way we want. We are all part of it. The most meaningful way we could engage in this is refining our sadhana, our spiritual practice. As you already are aware, the word that has come for this year is clarity. Be clear. What is your focus? What is your purpose? Be clear, very clear. No distraction from that. And this is the full moon, Purnima in our tradition, in our school, is very important day. On this day, we recommit ourselves to our spiritual practice. So today is a day to make that commitment to yourself. Learn your sadhana in a little more subtle way, refine it. All that you know, refine it a little bit more. If each one of you who is present here, if you have not seen that booklet, Sadhana Companion, I think it's available on our website in the initiate section. Read it carefully. It's only 4 or 5 pages. But those steps are given there very clearly. And that there are 4 steps to our sadhana. That's pranayama, prano, dhyana, then jap. Jap is repeating the mantra on your mala. But before this, there are 3 other steps. Pranayama, the breathing that we do, in through the left, holding out through the right. 3-4 times, 9 times. Prano, this Om Ma Kring that we do. This is, the prano is not singing. Even that needs to be refined. How? How do you do prana? How do you do om? It begins with the mulabandha. Start there. Then begin to raise the sound from navel. And is vibrating in the crown. So sometimes sit and practice om. How you do om? Now, om doesn't come from here. And projecting out. Om is not projected out. Om is more inner vibration. How can you increase this? See, it's the when you begin to increase that, there is almost a little circular breathing happening, breath within the breath. Breath itself is breathing. Can you experience that while you are doing this? So these kind of things happen when you sit and spend a little time with each of these little parts of your sadhana. It begins with the mulabandha. Om, Ma, Kring. You're doing the mulabandha and then pulling the energy from the nabhi, from the navel, up, up, up. Kring, Kring, Kring. It's experiential. You experience it. And don't doubt your experience. First, learn all the subtleties of it. Spend time with it. It's not like one day you did it and then you were ready to talk to Babaji. No. Practice it for a month. There'll be mistakes, there'll be some things. Your body will find its right place. And this is the way. Dhyan is a concentration. Bringing our attention to the heart, thinking of the word sweetness. We visualize the presence of the Divine Mother. That could be any form, could be just a glow, a light, flame, or maybe a feminine figure sitting on a lotus granting you, be fearless. Dhyan, what is your relationship with the dhyan? What do you experience during dhyan? Stay a little time there, spend a little time there. Then jap. So these are the four limbs of our practice. Sometime in the middle of the night or whenever you couldn't sleep, sit. Or lie down, just stay lying in the bed. Do dhyan. Bring your attention to your heart and just imagine the Divine Mother sitting on the lotus. Or just keep your attention in the heart and think of sweetness. See what happens in your body. What kind of light rises from your heart and just spreads all over your body. When you imagine the third eye, the Guru sitting on the lotus. You got three Gurus. Sri Guru, the Guru through whose lips you have received the mantra. Guru's Guru is Param Guru. Sarkar Baba. Adi Guru is Lord Shiva himself. Means pure consciousness, pure white light. The chant that we sing, Karpura Gauram Karunavataram Sansara Saram Bhujagendra Haram. That's the chant to Lord Shiva. That's basically one who is as white as camphor. So it's basically talking about who is embodiment of compassion, who is the essence of the universe, who makes Bhujagendra, the great snake, as his ornament, Bhujagendra Haram, one who takes the great snake as his ornament. What does that say? Who embraces fear, who makes the fear his or her ornament. So these are the qualities of the Guru self, the Guru. Sada Vasantam, there is always joy in the heart. Hridaya Aravinde. Bhavam Bhavami Bhavani Saitam, together with his Shakti, to that Shiva I bow. That presence which is within you, your own higher self. So these are very subtle things about our practice. It's good to know those things, and maybe it's a good decade to dedicate yourself to know a little subtler way to your practice and go deeper. There are many ways we spend our time. Any time we spend on learning these things are very meaningful. Tonight is Purnima. Maybe make a little commitment again to yourself. Be patient. You are not going to learn it all today or in the next month. As long as the eagerness is there, the hunger is there, you'll keep growing slowly, slowly, slowly.